Fancast.
Fancast contains vulgar and inappropriate content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Dentist! Hi, I'm Mignon Fogarty. Okay, here's something that's been annoying me more and more lately. Tim Babb. People have always said the great thing about podcasting is that anyone can podcast. And the horrible thing about podcasting is that Tim Babb can podcast. That was meant as an insult to the poor quality podcasts put together by Tim Babb, two buddies, a $5 mic, and a case of beer. I had specifically said that I'm certain if Tim Babb stopped posting that nobody would say, hey, where's Tim Babb? That there are enough other things vying for people's attention that no one would ever notice that Babb was gone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
Dancast.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Tancast. My name is Tim. I am the T in Tancast. Guys? Hey guys? Hello? 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 Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Tim is gay! So super gay! Let's count the ways he is gay. One, he takes it up the bum. Two, he likes his cock covered in poo. Three, he likes man pee. Four, he is a man whore. Five, he loves men that are dead or alive. Six, he likes chicks with dicks. Seven, he won't go to heaven. Eight, he loves to fellate. Nine, he felches all the time. 10, he likes men. That is why Tim is gay in so many ways.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
And he's so motherfucking fat. Let me count the ways he is overweight. One, he weighs a fucking ton. Two, he grunts when he ties his shoe. Three, he gets winded when he goes pee. Four, he can't fit through the motherfucking door. Five, he bathes in bacon and chives. Six, he's never seen his dick. Seven, he can't fit in heaven. Eight, he makes the earth quake. Nine, he needs two seats on the airline. Him and Gay Tim look like the number 10. And he's so fucking fat, 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 motherfucking fat.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
While we are waiting for Noah, I offer you this original song.
Noah is a big fat turd, a big fat turd, a big fat turd, a big fat turd, a big fat turd.
Noah is
a big fat turd, a big fat turd. He licks some balls, he licks some ass, and licks the floor. I don't know why he licks the floor.
Noah just cocks and loves it in the ass. Also, he fingers small little boys.
Noah is gay, but not real gay. He's kind of gay. He likes little boys. That's not gay. It's a pedophile. You don't want him in the house next door.
Noah just cocks and
is a big fat turd, a big fat turd. He licks some balls, he licks some ass, and then the floor. I don't know why he licks the floor. Noah is gay, he's not real gay, he's kind of gay. He likes little boys, but that's not gay. It's a pedophile, you don't want him in the house.
Noah looks at cocks and loves it in the ass. Also, he fingers small little boys. He enjoys being peed on every day. Find a man or a woman.
Noah is a big fat turd.
Count the ways that he's a turd.
One,
he fell from someone's bum.
Two,
he is a big chunk of poop.
Three,
he is a lot of feces.
Four,
he scrapes him off the drawers.
Five,
he is a smelly guy.
Six,
he is a piece of shit.
Seven,
you can't smell him in heaven.
Eight,
you don't want him on your plate.
Nine,
he fell from someone's behind.
Ten,
he is sure to offend. Now you know why
Noah's a turd.
And just when you thought it couldn't get more absurd, I've called someone in to join us for this ultra random chorus.
Noah sucks cocks and
in the ass. All the Sony fingers, small and boys.
No one is a big fat turd. No one is a piece of shit. No one, he's a turd. No one, piece of shit. No one is a big fat turd. No one is a piece of shit. No one, he's a turd. No one, piece of shit. No one is a big fat turd. No one is a piece of shit. No one, he's a turd. No one, piece of shit. No one is a big fat turd. No one is a piece of shit. No one, he's a turd. No one, piece of shit. No one, he's a turd. Now you know why I know it's a turd.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
All right, time to come clean. Once again, due to personal reasons, we were not able to put out a real show this week. But I do have a collection of voicemail messages for you. Now, if this was a real podcast, they'd be incoming voicemail messages from you, the listener. But Tancast doesn't have anything like that set up. So what these are old outgoing voicemail messages I used to leave on my answer machine that no one would call. Dana Carvey has a joke that you can tell how little work a comedian is getting by how produced their answer machine message is. So you can hear some of these. The first bunch from when I was in college, second bunch when I moved in with Andy. You can see how little I had to do and why no one would call me. So enjoy these, and hopefully we'll be back with a real show next week. Keep it real!
What do you want?
My name's Tim Babb. I'm here to leave my message.
Don't give me that, you snotty-faced heap of parrot dropping.
What?
Shut your festering gob, you tit. Your type really makes me puke, you vacuous, toffee-nosed, malodorous pervert.
But wait, how are people supposed to know that all they have to do is leave a detailed message and I can call them back? Open the... Fine, forget it.
No one told you I'd be by the phone all day. Something came up and so I had to run away. But if you want for me to call you back, just leave your number and your name when the lady tells you to do that, and I'll get back to you.
Like I've done times before,
I'll get back to you.
You got a phone call.
I'll get back to you in an hour or two.
Hello. You've reached too far. The bartender says, that's not a duck.
That's a good one.
Okay, guys, could you be quiet? I'm leaving the message.
Okay, let's be quiet. Let Tim work.
Hello, you've reached 8871.
If hey, you leave... that's not a duck.
Dead duck.
Guys, knock it off.
We have to be quiet.
Sorry.
Hello, you have reached...
The home of the duck!
Hey, Carl Jordan!
I don't get this at all!
Hello, you've reached... 8871.
Tim?
If you would like to leave a message for me...
Tim!
You may do so at...
Tim!
What is it?
Sammy's about to ride his unicycle down the stairs!
Gangway, everybody!
Okay!
Thank you for calling 8871. Lois and I are unable to...
Ah! Somebody help me!
This sounds like a job for...
The thing... Oh, God, that stupid cape! Can't keep it on! Where's it wrapping around?
Super Tim! Up and away! Unhand her!
Take care of the guy with the cape.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my hand!
I'll teach you evildoers a lesson.
Thank you for calling. Unfortunately, we are unavailable at this time. Always when I'm busy. Hello.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
What?
There's a bomb on a bus.
Sir, I think you have...
Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed.
Oh, that's great.
If it drops below 50...
Yes?
It blows up.
Hey, how about that?
What do you do?
I take the train.
What do you do?
What is this, multiple choice? Shut up.
Hey, Jim, doesn't that bus look like it's sort of flying right towards our window?
No!
Oh, no!
But you did not reach me, 'cause what you cannot see, this is not where I'm at. So leave me some info to reach thee, and as soon as can be, I'll call you back.
Hello, and thank you for calling 871. Hey, something's wrong with this. Hey, Budgie Brain, have you been playing with my answer machine?
Colonel.
What'd you say?
I'd appreciate if he would dress me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
Yeah, well, earn this. Have you been touching my answer machine?
You don't have to answer that question!
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled to it.
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
I'm entitled to the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Did you touch my machine?
You're goddamn right I did.
That's it. We're taking this outside.
I'm gonna rip the eyes out of your head and piss in your dead skull.
Ooh, oh, stop it. Ooh, my skull. Hi there, everybody. You've reached Tim at... 8871. As you may know, the semester's about to be over and I'm leaving the dorms for the final time, so I'm about to give you my new number, so grab a pen and paper. If you need to get a hold of me, my new number will be...
Hey, Tim, do you hear that noise?
Carl, I'm right in the middle of giving my number. This is my last chance to do a message. I'd like to get it right.
But, Tim, it's shaking the whole room.
Oh my gosh, look out the window!
Look at the size of that thing!
It's heading straight for it!
Watch out for its tail!
Seven, if we knew you would call, we'd be happy in heaven. But unfortunately, there is no one at home, which means that there's no one to answer the phone. So if you want to reach Joe, Andy, or Timothy, I'll tell you what to do. Just listen carefully, instead of sitting there fuming and having a fit. Why don't you leave a name and number while we are getting BB with it? Getting BB with it.
Hello, you reached... 7667, the residents of Joseph, Andrew, and Timothy. Unfortunately, as you no doubt have guessed, we are unable to answer the phone right now. But there is hope. If you can believe your name and number after the beep, your message will be recorded. Then as soon as one of us has an opportunity, we will play back your message and return your call! Thank you for calling. Unfortunately, we are just heading out now to do our trick-or-treating. I'm dressed up as the mummy, Joe's dressed up as Dracula, and there's Andy in his Wolfman costume.
I thought Andy dressed up like Frankenstein.
I did.
Well then, who is that?
Ah!
Tim's dead. You know what this means? More candy for me!
Woohoo!
What a shame that we are not here to answer the phone. Leave your name and we will call you back when we get home. Wait for the beep.
Voicemail Ryan. Tim and Eddie are here. Voicemail Ryan. Leave a message and make it clear. Voicemail Ryan. This all might seem kind of weird. Voicemail Ryan. But you gotta think of who lives here. Beep Daddy. After beep lightning, you can leave your name and number too.
Beep lightning, go beep lightning.
After beep lightning, Tim and Eddie will get back to you.
Beep lightning, go beep lightning.
This song is lame, but just the same. It's beep lightning. Once there was two guys who moved away to college and they had a crazy voicemail, and when folks called and heard it, they found that the message was way too long. But still they left their name and their number when they heard the beep. Beep. Beep.
Hello. Andy and I can't come to the phone right now because... who is it?
Step out of the car, please, sir.
I'm not in a car.
Sir, step out of the car, please.
Look, officer, you aren't an officer. You're a fat little kid.
I'm a cop. And you will respect my authority!
Get out of here, Tubby!
Respect my authority!
Yeah. Sometimes upholding the law is messy. But you get by. One day at a time.
Hello, and thank you for calling Andy and I. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Who is this?
This is Tim. Who is this?
What number is this?
This is the number where I hang up on you! Anyway, if you leave your... Hello!
I'm sorry, I guess I dialed the wrong number.
Why did you dial it again?
To apologize.
Andy, if that's you, you've got some explaining to do.
Do I?
Yes, you're supposed to be here to help me with this message!
What's your favorite scary movie?
Andy, that doesn't sound like you. That question was short and to the point.
Maybe that's because I'm not Andy.
Hey, Tim, sorry I'm late.
Oh my gosh! They killed Andy!
You bastards!
Okay, Tim. Remember, you promised.
Hi. Andy asked me to keep this simple. Please leave your message after the... No! Everybody, run!
Tim! Simple!
Eat a monkey! Eat a monkey! Eat a ticket! Eat a booty! Hi!
No! No!
Did someone say monkey?
No monkeys! No! 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 Hey, keep them away! Tim, zip up your pants!
Hello.
Oh, hell.
You reached 7667.
No!
The residents of Timothy, Andrew and Timothy. Unfortunately, as you no doubt have guessed, we are unable to answer the phone right now. But there is hope.
Shut up!
If you can leave your name and number after the beep, your message will be recorded.
Shut up!
Then as soon as one of us has an opportunity, we'll play back your message and return your call!
Hi, this is Andy, and I've got to be really quick. Tim's out of the room, and I can actually do a normal message this time. Thank you for calling 7667. We're not here right now, but if you leave your name and message after the tone, we'll be sure to get to
you. You can't forget the rumble!
God, not again.
Goodbye, pants!
Check, please.
Andy,
motherfucking fat. Let me count the ways. He's overweight. One year.
Okay, Tim. Remember, you promised.
Hi, this is Tim. Wait, no, it's not. Yes, it is. Fuck you.
Is there a big enough break between us that you can just clip this out?
Yeah.
Alright.
Hi, Andy asked me to keep this symbol. Please leave your message after the beep. No! Everybody, rumba!
Tim! Tim!
La 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 la!
Tim!
Oh la 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 la!
Tim! Simple! You promised! Simple! No!
Eat a monkey! Eat a monkey! Eat a ticket! Eat a booty! Hey! Say,
no!
How?
No!
Get
no.
What? Hey!
No monkeys! No monkeys! No! Put! No! No! Hey! Keep them away!
Big ass monkeys!
Tim, zip up your pants! Tuck that in the background somewhere!
Tim, zip up your pants!